The House of Mouse, as Walt Disney often stated, is the happiest place on earth. Every year, the rides and attractions and the presence of Disney characters and princesses in the flesh draw millions of fans and visitors of all ages to Walt Disney World and Disneyland. For many visitors and families with children who grew up watching Disney movies and parents who yearn for nostalgia, a journey to this magical kingdom is a must-do. However, if everything and everything is possible at the parks, this includes less savory activities. Some things are merely urban tales, urban stories about what goes on behind the scenes and inside the gates. On the other hand, other stories are more accurate, and some have been widely reported in the media. The powers of Disney have tried several times to sweep these allegations under the rug, but nothing beats hot buzz about the happiest place on earth for spreading the word. Despite Disney's top-notch legal and public relations teams, squashing the allegations has become more complex with social media and the internet. After all, if nefarious activities are happening within theme parks, the general public should be aware. Hundreds of stories exist concerning individuals being wounded or dying while visiting Disney parks. Some of the fatalities aren't entirely unexpected. After all, the gardens, like any other theme park, are complete with attractions and gear that may break down. Similarly, numerous individuals have died due to thrill rides, exacerbating previously undiscovered health problems. However, Disney appears to have carved itself a particular place in people's minds, and people love the gossip about someone dying a horrible death at the happiest place on earth. So, here's a look at the less than magical side of Disney. Injuries. Well, of course, not every occurrence results in death. Some of the injuries received at Disney have been horrific, whether as a tourist or an employee. In 1983, an 18-year-old guy was disabled after falling from Space Mountain. After being pulled below the automobile in September 2000, a 4-year-old kid suffered significant internal injuries, cardiac arrest, and brain damage after falling out of the Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin attraction. Although he survived, there was a significant lag between the time of the occurrence and the time medical emergency services were informed, prompting Disney to evaluate and adjust its practices. Unfortunately for this boy, it was too late. He suffered from the ramifications of that tragic voyage until his death in January of 2009. Several instances have occurred at Disney's California Adventure, including when the California Screamin' attraction malfunctioned and a train rear-ended another, sending 15 visitors to the hospital. Violence. Well, when things go tough, though, some people turn to violence against others, and the happiest place on earth has been the scene of a murder on several occasions. During a knife fight in 1981, a kid was fatally stabbed. In 1987, a 15-year-old was shot in the parking lot after a brawl between rival gang members quickly devolved into bloodshed. The death of a young guy was discovered near the Mickey and Friends parking garage in 2012. Although it was initially assumed that he had committed suicide, there were no witnesses to claim that he had jumped. Two tiny explosions in garbage cans in the Toontown portion of the park in 2013 forced the park's evacuation. A bottle packed with dry ice was found to be the source of the explosion, and a 22-year-old admitted to setting the devices off. He was found guilty of having a harmful instrument, a misdemeanor. Employees. Employees frequently complain about how tourists and higher-ups treat cast members at the parks. The lack of water and the severe constraints put on those playing characters in mascot costumes and regular complaints. Heatstroke is also common among cast members who undertake mascot suit roles. Others have accused visitors and their employers of sexual harassment and mistreatment. Guests have also reported having disagreements with cast members. In 1976, a lady filed a lawsuit against Disney, alleging that a cast member playing one of the three little pigs in the It's a Small World attraction sexually assaulted her, including groping her. The outfit featured short, inoperable arms that made it difficult for the cast member to probe anyone while in character, debunked this. In 1978, the incident between Winnie the Pooh and a little kid was taken to court in 1981. The minor child's parents alleged that the cast member portraying the cuddly bear smacked their daughter. The cast member said that the girl had been tugging on the costume. He had accidentally knocked her over while turning around. He appeared in court dressed in costume, persuading the jury that the arms on the outfit would prevent a cast member from slapping a youngster of the victim's height. when an employee came upon a 53-year-old guy near the Tower of Terror in February 2012, the scenario was reversed. The employee pepper sprayed the client after he reportedly attacked him while drunk. Other guests had to control the man as he continued to struggle. Fatalities. Of course, not all of the reports are false. Some of the most well-known Disney Park death stories are entirely factual. Some teens died in the River of the Americas attraction in June 1973 and June 1983, both after breaking the restrictions at the first occurrence. An 18-year-old boy and his brother lingered in the park after it had closed. The teen perished while attempting to cross the river. After stealing a rubber rescue raft from a cast-only area of the park 10 years later, a child capsized and drowned. Dolly Young was riding the Matterhorn bobsleds when her seatbelt was removed a year later, 1984. Young fell to the track below, only to be struck by another car and dragged along the rails until the trip halted. In 2007, a teen died while riding the Rock and Roller Coaster at Disneyland Paris. Her buddies discovered she was asleep when the vehicle came to a halt. An ambulance was dispatched, and park medics hurried to the site, but it was too late. Cast employees are not immune to the park's perils. In 1974, an employee named Debbie Stone was crushed to death in the American Sings attraction by a revolving wall and a fixed theater wall. Unfortunately, some people have died in the park by leaping out of moving automobiles or indulging in other unsafe activities, or have survived a suicide attempt and then sued the park. For example, a guy fell around 20 feet from a Skyway gondola in 1994. The victim admitted to purposefully leaping out of the gondola just before the case went to trial in 1996. Others, of course, have various motivations for trying self-harm. In September 1994, a 74-year-old man jumped to his death from the Disney Hotel's ninth floor balcony. In 1996, a 23-year-old man died after jumping or falling from the same floor. And in 1998, an employee died after jumping from the same bed, but survived. A 48-year-old man jumped from the 14th story 10 years later in 2008. A second individual jumped from the Mickey and Friends parking garage in 2010. Ashes are spreading. Another gruesome tradition involves individuals bringing the ashes of their departed loved ones to the park to be scattered. The majority of the stories claim that the deceased loved Disney or worked for Disney, and that having their ashes strewn there was a dying wish. There has only been one documented case of a family scattering ashes. The family approached park employees and asked for a personal tribute at the Haunted Mansion for their loved ones, and their request was granted. However, park employees remarked that the family went above the memorial by scattering a powder around the attraction, which some mistook for ashes. Others have reported powdered substances being dispersed on other interests, such as the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction, and it's said that this frequently occurs enough that park maintenance employees must utilize special vacuum equipment. Park staff must be trained to manage such circumstances. Other unusual facts. There are plenty of other mysteries that aren't nearly as gruesome, but are just as fascinating. There are so many Disney parks that one has been abandoned. Before Typhoon Lagoon, Disney operated a water park named River County, which was shuttered and abandoned from 2001 until 2015. It was finally approved for conversion into a hotel after festering for 14 years. Another claim spread over the years, Disney World is home to a prison. While it might be intriguing, it isn't the case. However, a network of tunnels known as utilitors, short for utility corridors, allows cast members and other workers to reach different park sections and move around without being seen to maintain the illusion and keep guests immersed in the Disney experience. A last shady aspect of the park is how staff are said to be treated. Indeed, rumors that its staff is being brainwashed are not unusual. While they probably don't go quite that far, Disney does seem to go a little beyond when it comes to initiating new employees. Top-down culture is enforced, acronyms such as MK for Magic Kingdom are needed, and cast members must give it their all when on the clock, including constantly smiling at customers. Despite Disney's claims to be family-oriented, water breaks are restricted, and employees aren't given things like a regular work schedule or reasonable compensation. Former employees have spilled the beans and shared their stories. In the end, Disney is far, far from magical for its employees. We continue to go to Disney despite these tales of pain, blood, and death. When anything goes wrong, the parks may receive more than their fair attention. After all, murder and violence appear to be at odds with the happiest place on earth concept, which strives to preserve a spotless reputation. The scene of fatal injuries, brutal murders, suicides, and other tragedies only adds to the public's curiosity about what goes on behind closed doors. We're captivated by Disney because of the joyful and fancy-free picture it presents and the magic it promises, and precisely because we know such enchantment can't exist, which makes uncovering the beast's nasty underbelly all the more fascinating.